to the award-winning team-building exercise Season 3. Yeah, the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up and stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know? In this one, the knuckleheads are gonna be talking about the GCPS. I don't really have a joke here. Boomer, do you have a good joke?
Honestly, I don't have anything. I think we could just go to the actual show.
You know, I have a good idea.
Get out of here, Chief Mamalonka!
Welcome to the award-winning team-building exercise. This is the third season, 12th episode, the epic-long season. And we saved the best for last. We're talking GCPS today. My name's Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm still Coach.
And we're here GCPSing it. Yay.
Na 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 GCPS. Na 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 na.
What was that?
Yeah, come on, guys. This is a happy
this is gonna be one of those shows.
This is the one we've been waiting for.
It's true. We're all very excited to talk about GCPS.
Yay!
And since we're so excited, Jack gets to go first.
Yes. We all are excited because it is the last one and we can put this show to rest. End on a high note.
Well, which award are we going to put in for this one? Because we keep winning awards for every show. What do you think about this one?
I don't know. We don't even need to submit anything. They just come. People just bestow awards on us. It's nice.
Jack, were you able to, because the last one we got was, I couldn't get it through the front door.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, you didn't get that one yet? Yeah, don't worry. It comes in a refrigerator box.
We're in Canada. Oh. It takes years to get to us, so.
Yeah, you live in the Ozarks, so. But, you know.
I think this award should be Participation Award.
Wait, yay. Everybody gets those.
a gold star, but, like, all the angles are just a little bit off kilter. Everything just, like, you know, you tried.
Yeah, that's what it says on it. You tried. So
that's
Jack.
Like, that's the thing where, like, all right, we're going to teach everyone how to jump rope. Where's the rope? Well, you know. You don't need a rope because everybody needs to do it, and you don't want to fail. All right, yeah, I'm not doing that. This is stupid.
Are you saying that the GCPS is just a empty jump rope? What's the metaphor?
Like clapping with one hand.
Isn't that a song? Is that Lance Morissette?
No, it's Anthrax, Caught in a Mosh.
No, that one too. Yeah,
talking to you is like clapping with one hand.
Yes. So, Jack.
Yes.
Sorry, we interrupted you. We never do that.
Come on, Rob. You're better than that.
We went way into the weeds too. Like it was 0 to 60 from like okay, let's start to like Alanis Morissette doing a cover of Anthrax. Like I don't know.
I'd love to hear that.
That would be amazing. Now, would that be the new guy or the Joey Belladonna version? Because I like the old Anthrax better.
Well, he's back now, I guess.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, what's he's doing very well for himself, I hear. Him and Spider Reed.
What's his name? Ian?
Yes.
From Jethro Tull?
No, the other guy from Anthrax, Ian. I don't know his last name.
Scott Ian?
Scott Ian, that's his last name.
That's it. That's it.
But he's a guitar player.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a guitar player.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Now, where's this going?
I'm just wondering if Scott Ian plays GCPS. Is that why we're talking about him?
No, he's too cool for that.
No. Cool.
He'd play Plague.
he has rain on his wedding day sometimes, and when he's looking for a spoon, all he can find is a knife.
Oh. It's true.
You know, Jack, usually you're on par, but you're a little behind today because that's a crazy reference right there.
It's Alanis Morissette. It's right on par.
It's 100% accurate. That was as pinpoint accurate as you can get.
Right. What I'm trying to say is that you're quoting Alanis Morissette. You're really off. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh. No, that's true. Okay, anyways, Jack tell us your list so we can finish this.
Jack in the corner, naked, shivering, smoking a cigarette, in a fetal position, singing Alanis Morissette songs. It's not a good look, bro.
No,
that's us every weekend.
Usually it looks like a Tool video in here.
Oh. Wow. This is the musical episode.
Yeah.
Are we just trying not to talk about the GCPS? Is that what's happening here?
No, I'm gonna stop at the shenanigans. I'm gonna sort this out right now.
Until the next shenanigans comes in.
My GCPDS team leader. Obvious.
What was that?
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, Boomer, is that you?
No, it's not me.
No, it's Boomer.
Rob.
Yes.
Well, I heard you're not coming to the conquest of Triton 3.
Well, who knows? Miracles can happen. Keep praying.
Rob. Rob, I don't know what to do anymore. If you're not gonna come to Triton.
Yeah, Rob, you were supposed to come and you got Boomer.
Rob's not coming to Triton. Yeah, well, Jack's not going either.
No, Jack's going, didn't you hear?
Jack, are you going?
He doesn't want to disappoint the goblin now, does he?
Uh-oh, Jack.
Jack, I haven't ruled it out, to be honest. Really, I have not ruled it out.
I've got
some stuff in the works, some IRL stuff that will very, very dependent on that. But
Jack,
yes,
Jack, I don't know what to do anymore.
No,
we're all gonna go to Triton.
Jack said he might
Triton the third.
Triton the third.
It's bad because Georgie's voice is getting deeper.
He's becoming a man.
I don't appreciate that. Hmm.
Yeah, that is kind of true. You are a little bit of a weenie.
All right, boy, you're being a jerk now, all right? We're both upset that our favorite people are not going to the conquest of Triton 3.
Okay, all right. You need to shut up, okay?
Oh. Okay, yeah, I don't appreciate that, okay, Boomer? Very upset now.
All right, listen, everybody, take a breath. Take a deep breath. Jeez, Boomer, God almighty, that breath is terrible.
Hey, guys.
Chief Malonka?
No, all right, get the hell out of here. That's
fan favorite chief. Oh, my.
Coach, are you going to conquest?
All right, get the out of here. All right, enough already.
Get out of here, Chief Malonka. Nobody likes you. Nobody even takes you, okay? Get out of here.
Yeah. Listen. We both agree, and me and Georgie never agree. You suck, Chief Mamalunga.
Yeah, well, Chief Mamalunga is now in the Georgie list.
Oh.
Okay, we're not doing that.
No, I just did it. I wrote it already.
We're not doing that.
Boomer.
Yeah, where's the Boomer list? That's the real question.
Well, yeah. I wanted to do it, but Jack put the kibosh on that.
Jack.
That's
I don't know what to do anymore.
All right,
that's not even factual. I don't.
All right. Okay. Get the hell out of here.
Are they gone? So, I never trust. They always come back.
No, I didn't hear one go over asshole.
You know what happened? I cleaned out the room the other day, and I put the chairs in the other room. So it's,
that's good.
You know,
it was nice to hear from Chief Momolumpa again.
Yeah, I get him the hell out of here.
I just put it together his model yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
He's got some new rules in the new book.
Nice. So, Jack.
Yes.
I guess we have to talk about the GCPS.
We should ask Chief Mamalunka what kind of music he likes. Just for the fun. You know?
Alanis Morissette, obviously.
Have I been summoned?
No. Get out of here. Get out of here!
You say his name three times, he shows up.
You freaking jump pack that doesn't do anything. Get out of here.
Oh. That does make me a little giddy to know that Chief Malunka is that close to the microphone that he can be summoned that easily. He's very eager. I like that.
Well, you guys don't have goblins and orcs living in your freaking house.
That's true. No. We get to live vicariously through you.
Thanks. Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Okay, so, team building exercise. Are we going to start recording this or what?
Are we recording this? Because I thought this was the filler.
Guys, sorry. I've been recording the whole time.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. Let's take it from there. So, Jack, what's your question?
So, for my leader, I chose Commissioner Gordon.
Nice.
Of course, it makes sense. So he leads the Gotham Police Department.
Maybe a young Gordon.
There's, yeah. Like, you know, with Sean Pertwee as playing Alfred, you can't go wrong with that combination.
He's an actor.
That's He's the son of Doctor Who.
No, so the co-prosperity spheres, spheres, they've sent their best and their brightest out into the world, and I started with the Corporation Marine Sergeant. The Sergeant, and I gave him a laser rifle for those of you keeping track of points at home, because I wanted to give him a little ability to reach out and touch someone. So, young coach, what you usually do now is tell us what the special army splat is. So for this instance, it is something called Overwatch. Now, what do you got to say about that?
You had to pick the one with the longest.
I was going to say I was going to jump in there and jokingly do it, but then I saw how long it was, and I was like, I'm not reading this.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob. Spend an army special result when an enemy model moves into a cube containing an unactivated friendly model equipped with a weapon with the rapid fire ability. The friendly model may make a free shoot action with that weapon after the enemy model has moved, but prior to resolving the fight action initiated as part of the enemy's move action. This shoot action is not modified for clear shot, high ground, or friendly fire, but is still modified by the other bonuses or penalty. Example, holosights or sniper scope. The army special cannot be played on a friendly model that is in the same cube as the enemy model, other than the model moving into the cube. And the free shoot action cannot be used to fire for effect. So essentially, you shoot the guy before you start the fight.
Or Overwatch from version 1.
Not really. Because the guy's going to fight you, and then you get to shoot him. But, you know, now, just a little peel back the curtain. That was the rule, but then the part after, you know, may make a free shoot action if initiated part of the fight of the enemy's move action. The rest of that paragraph was put in for the rules lawyers.
Yeah, well, of course.
We were sitting around and we're like, well, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? What about this? What about, it was like, you know, and like me, I'm the real, like, you can ask the guys there. You can ask Sharp. I know you guys were hanging out with him. I'm the guy that's like, well, what about this? What about, like, I try to really get the cheese out of this.
Well, you break it before someone else does, and then they bitch and moan.
And listen, that's not infallible, because, you know,
somebody will always find something to
you always find something like that. So when you do find something like that, either play it or, you know, like, just make a mention and fix it. Don't start bitching and moaning about how it's broken, all right? Scene.
Okay, so yeah, the Overwatch, I like the I like that it's kind of thematic in that you're being charged by something, and with the splat you can take your shots, you know, to try shoot it first, but because you don't get some of the bonuses and stuff, it really does seem like you're just popping off rounds at something that's coming at you, like, it's coming at me. Like, for me, I really liked the splat.
Mm-hmm.
And functionally, it's pretty decent against some lists. Like, a shooty list, you might not ever be charged, and then you're wasting it. But it's got some. It's not bad, and for the price of the Marine Sergeant, you know, it's all in line as far as I'm concerned. He's got Tactician 1. That's all right, I guess. And
it's better than Tac Zero.
What's that?
It's better than Tac Zero, so there is that.
Very true. Very true. I'm not gonna. It's better than. Yeah, which is a thing. It's not like you just made something up. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess so. But that is a thing. And, you know, he survives on fours, which is not bad.
Right.
The only problem and the reason I really thought against taking this guy, Recon 6 Plus.
Right. Jack, also, he's got Armor 1.
Yeah, he's good. He's, you know. Yeah.
Armor 1 with a 4-up survive is not bad. Shoot a 5 is not bad. The Overwatch is nice. I just wanted to add because you're taking the GCPS is mostly a shooty army. You know, you got some access to weapons and whatnot. You're going against, like, say, Vermin or Plague, where they're going to send the dogs up or send the crawlers up or the creepers, stage twos and whatnot. You're going to have to rely on the guns because if you look at them, you know, they're really like 5, 6, and 7 fights. So, you know, somebody breaks the lines and gets into combat with you or you're sitting on an objective, you know, you got to get out there and sit on an objective. Overwatch is very good. It's made for that. You know, the counter the combat armies.
Right.
You know, you put a scope on them, you get a few extra dice, you might be in business.
Yeah. I'm not turning my nose up at it, that's for sure.
Mm.
So next for troops. For troops, I took 6 Corporation Veterans.
Woo!
They're the pricier of the options, but really at 11 points, 1 VP, not outrageous. And I like them. They shoot, fight, survive, all in fives, nice and easy. A good troop for, you know, a beginner or someone who just wants a good solid troop. And they got way to fire 1.
Yeah, the laser carbine is pretty cool.
I'll tell you what, for some reason, that way to fire on them is fantastic. For some reason, it works really good.
Well, you got a 50-50 chance of rolling a hit on them with a 5+, so that helps those odds for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And at Adepticon, I took a list that was Maison Labs, but had the laser carbine on my troops, and the Blackwing veterans or mercenaries, whatever they're called, Blackwing and
Urbana Marines.
They were. That way to fire was constantly keeping me in business. You know, I didn't take a heavy hitting list. Like I didn't go like, you know, full teeth and claws, but the way to fire really a bunch of times kept me in the game quite a bit. So again, decent troops. I like them. They're a nice solid troop for 11 points. I'm not going to turn my nose up at them. For my specialists, I took 3 Rangers.
Nice.
Now, one of the Rangers I gave a frag grenade, and 2 of the Rangers I gave comlink.
Okay. So, what's comlink?
Yeah, 4 points. I can read the rule if coach, unless you have that available and you wanted to read it.
No, it's all right, Jack. You can do it.
I'll read it.
Okay.
A model with comlink is able to act as a spotter for their comrades. The model may use a special action to call in the coordinates of a target. Place a token in the cube within the model's line of sight. Models throwing grenades using indirect weapons treat this cube as being within their line of sight. Note this does not allow models to target cubes outside their weapons range or to otherwise target cubes that are not valid targets. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, so that they've got, the Rangers are nice. They've got armor, which is good for, a lot of the shooty armies, sometimes like the humanoids don't have armor. These guys do. And, you know, again, stock 5-5-5 for the stats. I'm not going to complain, but with the, they have aerial deployment, which is where I think their price, you know, you get enough toys to play with to pay the price of the Rangers. So after that, I have 2 more specialists. Both are heavy weapons teams. So for 2 VPs and 24 points, I have 2 mortar teams.
Nice.
With the range 8 indirect 4, they pack a punch, and it is basically what they're the heavy hitters of this list. They're going to be doing most of the heavy lifting, and you hope that you're able to capitalize in the first couple rounds to make it really worth the price tag for them. So
yeah, they're heavy, but you're not going to be moving them with that range 8, and indirect 4 is awesome.
There's no reason to move them.
Yeah, you just put them in each corner or somewhere hiding, just enough, and can start dropping bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, dropping bombs like the Bible's got Psalms.
Yeah.
And then after you're done, you jump around.
Exactly.
Exactly. And you could spread them out so they can cover each other too. So they're, cause they have the minimum range with the indirect. So they have minimum range 4, right?
Mm.
So you put them away from each other so they can cover each other. When somebody's running up on them, they could blow up some people running up on their friends.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty good. The veterans are gonna be.
They got 4 wounds.
Yes.
On them. Yeah. So, and they're size 3. So you can, put another model in there if you need to.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
You know, like somebody could run through there, or, you know, you could hide somebody in there or whatever.
Yep. Nice.
And say what you will about the GCPDS. They were the pioneers of the heavy weapons team new meta, yes. the way things are done. And it was done so much better here and has migrated out towards all the other factions. And it's the way it should have been done early. And it's nice. So,
well, it was written by Arthur. He wrote the heavy weapons squad, you know, for the GCPS. Went with this, and then we all kind of unanimously was like, "Oh, that's pretty good. Why don't everybody have the same type? You know, the weapons squad,
yeah.
The weapons team rule go to all of the other ones." It was like, it's one of those things like, "Huh, that's awesome. Well, why shouldn't everybody not have that? It just makes sense."
And it's so much easier than what it used to be, where you'd have 2 guys and then it become a long action and all that stuff. This is so much better just to have it on one base. You can, you know.
The only thing I miss is because when I used to run like a plague mortar team, you know, you'd have the loader and then you'd have the guy who actually fires the weapon. I would just abandon the mortar sometimes and run up on guys and get into, you know, 2 guys get into combat.
Yeah.
So, you know, that I was kind of, leave the plague the way they are. Cause it's, you know, you got 2 stage 3s running up there.
Yeah. Stage 3s are still pretty good on their own.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so. Or it was like, it was a breakthrough mission. I was getting trounced. I would just leave the mortar and just run, like sprint them up and run them up with the dice and everything. Just get up there, you know? But, right now, if you're a weapon squad, you go down with the ship, if anything. You can't dip.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? Here's the crazy part. Heavy weapon squad moves on a 1-2.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good speed.
So you can actually move them, and if you don't have a wound, you throw a dice on them, depending on which one it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and we'll talk about later both the other options, but the mortar is definitely the go-to. I think that's the choice.
Oh, there's going to be hate.
I looked over, and before I really honed in on what I was thinking of, because there's an autocannon, there's a... missile and there's something else, and I looked them over and I was just like, this is kind of deciding where I'm steering into a weapons team. I might as well go mortar and just really go. Yeah. But we'll talk. Yes. Again, we'll talk about that during the hate section. So, that is my team. My 200 points on the nose, 18 VPs worth of, little shooty guys.
Yep. Always on the nose. Nice. Well, we'll come back. I'll discuss my list and then Coach go over his. And we'll see how close we got to being the exact same list. It's like a contest now.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone the podcast at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right, what's up, y'all? Coach here. I got my two best buds, Jack and Rob, my Thunders from on the other side of the wall, north of the wall. But they are not worried because winter has come and passed them, and they are making lists. So right now we just heard Jack's list, and I'm happy to say there was no tomfoolery because Rob didn't record it. But there again, you know, it is what it is. But now it's up to the Taskmaster. Let's go, brother. What do you got? Still suffering from Concrud. But he's a trooper.
No, now it's allergies. The weather is, since winter has passed us by, now the allergies start.
Rob, don't kill the bit.
It isn't a bit. I had Concord. It was horrible. I had pre-Concord.
So you brought the crud to the con.
Yeah, I was patient zero. It's great. That's the way to do it. I didn't have any trouble afterwards.
Well, technically, you were coming from Canada to Chicago, so you were the alien artifact.
Yeah, I plagued them up.
Nice.
The typhoid Rob, if you will.
Yeah. I took a Ranger Sergeant as my leader.
Nice.
30 points, 3 VPs, pretty expensive on the VPs. 4-5-4, 1-2, 1 armor, 1 size 1. Comes with a pistol and an energy gauntlet, which is like standard issue, it seems, for leaders. Mm-hmm. And he's TAC 1. He's got aerial deployment, which is interesting. He's Recon 5 plus, and he's got Eye in the Sky. Coach, tell us, what is Eye in the Sky?
You will spend an Army Special Result on a Command Dice to reroll any number of dice when rolling to hit the target cube with an indirect weapon or a grenade during the shoot action. You may only use one Army Special Result per shoot action.
I wish the Asterians had something like this, because I would take that in my list. But
Rob kills you with the mortar, and then he misses horribly on the next.
Yeah, exactly. This would help mitigate that miss factor.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see if I took any mortars in my list. Or grenade throwers. For my troops, I didn't go as fancy as the veterans. Nor did I cheap out. I took the Corporation Marines. They're 5.65, so they suck on fighting, but they got the laser rifle with the rapid fire, which is fine. No armor, but only one VP. Pretty standard troops. 8 points, pretty cheap. Like, that's even for, like, middle-of-the-road troops, these are cheap.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that. So I took 5 of those. Yes, 5 of those. And because I had to take those before my specialists. My first specialist will come as no surprise to Jack, because he knows I like snipers. So I took a Ranger with the sniper, the Accutec LR AWP Range 10 Sniper Scope Heavy Sniper Rifle. He's got aerial deployment, so I'm going to put him up on the highest point on the board and just start sniping people. And I had some points left over, so I, instead of getting a Corporation Recruit, which would be a waste of 6 points, I gave him a Frag Grenade. So he could maybe first round just toss a grenade into a square. So
instead of a Recruit, you took a grenade?
Yes. And Jack did the same thing, because he took a grenade too. That's how bad recruits are. And 34 points, though. This Ranger is 34 points with that grenade and the sniper rifle, so he's pretty expensive. He's a lot of eggs in one basket, but hopefully he'll do some damage. He has to kill that many points before he's worth it, though. So he's got a lot of work to do. He's going to be hiding in a tower somewhere.
But I think we can all agree that someone with aerial deployment and a grenade, that grenade...
Yeah, first round,
will devastate way more than that, Bloggins running around with his, with his helmet on, akimbo, and his, his
six, seven.
I'm on my way. Yeah, there's no way he's going to do the damage that a frag grenade first round into a group of people can possibly do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have four other specialist slots to fill. So I listen to Coach every time, and Coach is my mentor. He says if you like something, or if you take something you like it, take lots of them. So I took four heavy weapon squad mortars.
No way.
Yes. 24 points indirect, 4, which is great. They're heavy. You're not moving them. My whole deployment.
You keeping track of your points?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You're not over?
Nope.
That's 100 points of mortars.
It is 100 points of mortars. Well, it's 96 points of mortars, I think. yes. And, with those guys, they're going to be, sitting 2 squares apart on my deployment zone. And, this is like my Asterion list, but better. Like, this is the evil, like.
Yeah.
Cause you got that with the Ranger Sergeant, you're hoping to get a lot of splats, so all your first round mortar shots are gonna be, more accurate, and, yeah, 4 mortars.
Oh man, if you go first and you roll, extra activation.
Yeah, roll. Lord, yep. You want splats and extra activations with your, cause you get 4 dice, so. Yeah. So wow. That's it. That's my list. That's 200 points on the nose thanks to a frag grenade and, that sniper rifle too. I think that's the only things I bought. So there you go. Yeah. So that Ranger is a distraction because the heavy weapon squads are going to be doing the damage. So the key is to kill enough guys before they get on you though, because once they get on you, you're screwed. Like that's,
right.
That's what at the last Triton, the first Triton I went to, that's what happened with my, Asterion list, that once people get onto those mortars, you're in trouble. And so you gotta protect them. But as long as you do enough damage the first round, just decimate the enemy. Hopefully your Marines and your sniper can take care of the rest. Yep. So, Coach, please tell us, did you take something similar?
No.
Good.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. All right. So anyway, here we go. I'm gonna go with the, starting off with the Ranger Sergeant. I will not read his eye in the sky because we already went through it. But, like you were saying, I do like, you know, he's all right. He's a little pricey though. 30 and 3.
Yeah.
He's a little pricey. The recon 5+ TAC 1. Listen, TAC 1 and TAC 2, it's just, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But 4.54 with armor 1, he's going to be around a little bit. All right. The only suck ass thing is that he only has a pistol, but I think this is a guy that's going to basically be in the building telling the troops where to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the way it has to be with that. So moving on to my troops, I had to take, I took 3 Corporation Marines because like you said, you know, when you really think about it, 8 points, 1 VP, 5.65, can't go wrong, man. Can't go wrong. They're all right. And it's like, you know, you take a bunch of them, you know. It's all right. Just don't get into a fight with these guys. That would be terrible. But after that, I am taking 4 Corporation Veterans because although, you know, we have some fodder, we need some firepower. You know what I mean? So, you know, I like these guys, 5 across the board with the weight of fire 1. I've fallen a lot to that weight of fire, man. I've been on the receiving end of it, and that weight of fire, it's like the Asterians when they do those energy shields. You always get caught up with those energy shields. You can't kill them. So they're really good when it comes to that. You know, just kind of rounding it out. Coming in hot, I went with the Rangers. I went with 2 Rangers as a specialist, but I gave them the marksman rifle, the Ecutech LR-45DR. Which is the, what I like about that is that this particular, you know, the Accutech is the one with the hollow sight. So it's almost, you can move, it's not heavy. We're not getting any AP on it, but, you know, a hollow sight and they have aerial deployment. So they're probably going to be, these are going to be my snipers, but Pathfinder-ish. We don't have tag, but we have the holo sight, so you're getting a +1 all the time. I like that. You know, I think that's pretty good. They are a little pricey. You're talking about 26 points, and the weapon gives you a you know, it comes out to 3 VPs with that. But, you know, still a solid. Armor 1, Survivor 5, I'll take the shot. And then, you know, if you take the Ranger Sergeant, I do have to take 2 heavy weapon teams with the mortars. So, you know, there seems to be a common theme around here. But, you know, when I play Plague, I take the mortars. So I, what the hell, take this thing here. And with the leader's ability, with his splat, like you said, hopefully you get some splats. And it really, you know, it helps. It helps a lot, you know. So you can reroll any number of dice rolling to hit the target cube. I mean, you know, that's huge, man. Rob, imagine your Asterians had this, like you said. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, you're going to be probably out of line of sight. So you're going to need all the rerolls you can get.
Yeah,
You know, yeah. And then that first Alpha Strike, getting him in there. And it's frag 4, correct? And
indirect 4, right?
Indirect 4, yeah. Oh man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's why the comlink works so well, is to give him line of sight too, like what Jack did. That's I almost did that, and I was like, I'd rather give my guy a sniper rifle for my ranger, but I was close to giving him a couple rangers with comlinks also, because that's great.
Yeah, the thing is, it was hard because I wanted to do that, but then I had to give him the AccuTech.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like I'm cross-purposing. You know, they're up there to be snipers.
They're one or the other. Yeah, so Jack went for the spotters, and we went for the snipers, yeah.
Correct. And then I also gave him ammo. The 2 Rangers, I gave ammo, taking me up to 199.
Well, that's funny, because my calculations...
Go ahead.
You're at 200 with 1 ammo, not 2 ammo.
Really?
But who knows?
That's it's the battle scribe.
Well, it could be, we always figure out why it's, if the range, they're 26 points with the ammo? Or without the ammo?
Well, it's, with the ammo, so it's...
Then you're at 198. So you got 1 extra point somewhere. You got 2, you could give someone else an ammo.
And then I will give a corporation veteran an ammo.
There you go. So, that's what we learned here is that mortars are awesome.
I like the 4, man. That's a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty powerful. But, well, we'll talk about it next. We'll come back and talk about why they need those.
You're about to jump the hate. You're about to jump the hate early.
Also, a little bit of analyzing why they need that stuff.
Yeah.
But, we'll come back. That was nice and quick. We'll come back with the discussion and, let's say, the hate.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh, man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back. How's it going, everybody? Hanging in there?
All right. My back hurts a little bit, Jack, but other than that, I'm okay.
Okay. He was talking to the audience.
Oh. I'm talking to everyone. Everyone's having a nice day. Relaxing, listening to us, the team building exercise, the award-winning team building exercise. We have just discussed what our teams would be. Now we're going to talk about why we didn't make them any different. So, Rob, who's first on the list of things that we didn't take?
Well, we didn't take the Major General. I don't mind his drone strike, but it's indirect too. That's pretty much you're just using it to knock people down. You're not going to kill anyone with it. He's the same price as the Ranger Sergeant. with the 30 points and 3 VPs. Yeah, he's pretty generic. He's got Tac 2, which is nice. And he's got an officer sword.
That's the AP. Yeah, he wrestled in the high school. You could tell, right? Because of the cauliflower ear.
He got cracked in the ears a few times, yep.
Yeah, a few times.
I thought for sure, Rob, that that's who you would have gone with.
It was close. It was, that would be my second choice for sure.
Honestly, that was the first one I picked. Because of Tac 2.
Yeah, you want the tactician, and that drone strike's fine to really disrupt people. Especially, you know, you just want to, it matters how you want to do a list. Like, if you're doing a sniper list, that'd be kind of fun to just keep knocking people around and popping them.
Right.
There is no way to do a fighty list with the GCPS, so it's not like you really knocking people down doesn't help that way, so. Next thing we didn't take was the corporation recruit. I think Jack described how bad these guys were with his Gomer Pyle impression, so.
For all of you people who are in your mid-70s, you all got a good belly laugh.
6-7-5, terrible, no armor. They're only 6 points, so they are just fodder. You could, how many of these guys could you throw in a list? Quite a few.
Get 10 of them for 60 points, it's a bargain.
Yeah. That's the thing with this, all these lists. When you were talking, Coach, you had done all your troops. You had like, I don't know how many, like 8 guys, 9 guys. Yeah. You're only at 100 points. I'm like, wow, these are pretty cheap lists.
Yeah. And with that, you could take like 3 striders if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
You know? But hey, Jack, so speaking of Gomer Pyle, if a corporation recruit shoots somebody and kills him, what would he say?
Golly!
Here we go.
I thought you were going to do surprise, surprise, surprise.
Oh, there you go. More Gomer Pyle humor.
Well, you know what? Hey, listen, you know, from when we got a demographics back, there are a lot of older people who play Dead Zone that listen to us, so we have
that's
to.
True.
That's for you guys right there.
Next that's week, right. We'll be talking about Green Acres.
It's a place to be.
It is. We didn't take Corporation Engineer or the Medic for the same reasons we never take engineers or medics. This engineer has a little bit more options because he could do tripwires and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And thermal mines. And mines have to be the engineer too? I don't even know.
Yes, and policed.
Yeah. Yeah, same reason we don't.
Well, the engineer, just, you know, listen, it's coming out soon anyway, but it's cool because the engineer might be getting a little bit more work. You might need an engineer to do certain things in the new book.
That's what I'm gonna have to beep this whole section out.
No, you don't have to.
It was discussed at Adepticon that the changes were going to be made to both the medics and the engineers. So
yeah,
that's the reason this show can keep on going ad nauseum, is because every season, there's going to be some subtle changes that we can just keep doing list after list after list
until after we're list. Dead.
Yeah, but you're gonna, you know, there'll be some fun and you know, things that you need an engineer for. If you don't take an engineer, you might be screwed.
Yeah,
and you know, a corporation engineer for 13 1 VP, you sacrifice one of your basic troops for it. You know,
yeah, it's not horrible. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, if it's a scenario where you need an engineer, he's going first. He's got the bullseye.
We didn't take Marine Specialists. I almost did because I almost gave them grenade launchers, because we have with the Ranger Specialists, the grenade launchers on those guys might be pretty fun.
So yeah.
That would be helpful. And it'd be cheaper.
That takes you back to the old plague, the boomstick.
Yeah, and it'd be cheaper than the other ones, but the mortars are the indirect 4, which is nice. That'd be only indirect 3. And they'd have 3 hit points. These guys would only have 2, or 4 hit points. These guys only have 2. Right.
Well, the grenade launch is indirect 3.
Yeah. So it's only 1 less. Yeah, it's not horrible. But it's 8 points.
1 VP.
Yeah, 8 points, so it put them up to 16 points. That's pretty good.
Right.
It's almost half. Yeah, range 5. So you wouldn't be really doing it first round. Is it is a grenade launcher heavy? No, it isn't. So
it's indirect.
You can run them up and bomb them first round. So you could use them first round. Yeah, that'd be an option to the specialists. That they're always there for that.
It's indirect, right?
Yeah.
Indirect 3. So it's a long action.
Oh yeah. But you can use a dice on them.
No, yeah, you could, you know, you can move them up and use a shoot dice. Yeah. And then also
or move dice to move too.
Yeah, if you get a you get a wound on him, it doesn't matter. You can still shoot.
Yeah.
There's no, it's not like a long reload because it's not the weapons team.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's,
right.
there's pros and cons to it, but you know, he's more of like, you're taking the mortar team as an alpha strike. You're taking this guy as like cleanup.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so right. Yeah. Well, maybe like Rob, maybe if you took three, mortars and then put two specialists with grenade launcher.
Yeah.
You'll be,
more and options.
Now,
yeah.
No, hold on. Let's, you know, we got the hate, but let's analysistic, thing here. So let's look at the eye in the sky. Army special, when targeting Cuban, an indirect or grenade. So now the eye in the sky would work with them also because it's an indirect weapon.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So now the Ranger Sergeant and then the grenade launcher actually got better.
Yeah, that's an option for your combo. It's like you say, it's has minuses and pluses, but
right. But I'm just saying, like you're taking three mortars. You know,
I'm taking four.
You take four, but if you take three, that'll bring you up to 16 points for one guy. You know, two of them would be 32, so you'd have to get rid of one.
Yeah, you'd have to move stuff around a bit.
Right, but still, it's not a bad thing. And on a five indirect, it's not terrible. It's not terrible, you know, and you don't need line of sight, so you can hide them.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you just can't have anything above them, that's all.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but you could put them behind cover, like, you know, behind a wall or something, you know. Hey, man, you're bleeding. I ain't got time to bleed. You got time to duck?
And the only other thing we didn't take was a Strider. Strider in this list, you could build a list around it, but I think the weapons teams are so cool in this. At least the mortar version. But its Striders are always useful. There's nothing else working for a Strider in this list, I don't think. Like the Plague.
You would take the Strider because you wouldn't take the laser cannon, auto cannon, or missile launcher on the heavy weapons team.
Yeah. Plus, you have no AP in this list other than, so you might want to take a Strider for the AP4.
Right.
Yeah. The missile is not as good as the mortar, and it's not as good as the grenade launcher. Like the missile is a write off. I think the cannon gives you AP3. Well, if you were really concerned about AP, you wouldn't go with a very stationary weapons team that can't move around. You'd go with
no line of sight either.
If you can't get a beat on anyone, but yeah. The mortars, if you're going to go with a weapons team, the mortar is the way to go, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the autocannon has suppression heavy, weight of fire 1, which is fine, and the laser cannon, same thing, you need to be able to see them.
Right.
I do like the missile launcher has frag 3. It's not just the AP missile launcher like everybody else gets, it's a different type of missile launcher, which I like. I like it.
It's a, basically like, an unindirect, you know, non-indirect frag.
Yeah, you're shooting directly at them.
Yeah.
And it's got AP1, which is good.
Yeah, that's good too. It's, you know, you're shooting a frag grenade at somebody. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's no minimum distance. So if something closes in on you, you're
pop them right in the face.
More able.
Right.
You're more able to protect yourself, but hopefully you don't. Yeah. No, I went Strider if I need the AP that bad.
Yeah, me too. I went Strider.
And honestly, I thought Rob was going to go sniper heavy, and I knew, I thought I would be a little on the bold side with two mortars. I was 100% wrong with that one.
Me too. And
Coach, I thought for sure you were going to rock at least two Striders. When I was thinking about what young impressionable coach would bring to it's a team building exercise. I was thinking a couple Striders at least.
I was thinking of taking two, honestly, because you could take a ton of the crappy, you know, recruits, and then, you know, you take six recruits for 36 points. You could get at least two Striders.
You might be able to get nine recruits and three Striders.
Well, let's figure it out. So let's go with the Corporate Marine Sergeant with Overwatch. All right. Which is 22. And then we take 6, 12. Let's take 9 recruits. So what would that be, Rob? 9 times 6 is 54?
Yep.
54 and 22?
Yeah, so it's 76.
So then you're telling me that for another 40 points, I can take 2 Striders? So where were we at?
76, and then, yeah, what is it, 40 points to give them the, which weapon? Yeah,
so another 80 points. That gives us what?
Yeah, I'm terrible. Cannons.
Yeah, so 80 points plus...
Plus 70.
Jesus.
Thanks, guys.
Math.
Thanks, guys.
So it's 76 plus 80, right? You're saying right now?
Yes.
Yeah. 32 carry to 1, 48 plus 10 minus 11.
156, and so you could get another one. 196 for 3 Striders.
196, there you go.
Yeah.
So you got a ton of AP and nothing else. Garbage. Garbage.
But 3 Striders running around, that's scary.
Yeah, that's, you know what this is? That's the leaf blower list right there. Just mowing them down. You know?
And honestly, you have enough guys that could sit on objectives to pick up things,
yeah,
and get intel, whatever.
And if you're going to bother trying to kill them, you're got so much other things to worry about.
It's the old what's in this hand, what's in this hand, and you punch them with the other hand. You know? You know what that is? A super elite with the garbage. That's pretty good. Actually, you know, what was it? 196, you said?
Yep.
So you have 4 point. Oh, I was gonna say take like the major general, but you can't fit him in, right? You'd have 9. You have to take 9 of the recruits. My God, a 7 fight. Ugh.
You can give 2 of them ammo.
Yeah. What do you got? 4 points left.
Yeah.
22. Yeah, that's a big jump. 8 points.
So for troop tax alone, you have to go.
You have to go to recruits. Yeah.
Right. You have to go recruits.
You might be able to fit one of the other ones in, but what's the point?
Wait, hold on. So, the autocannon's 10, but the heavy burst laser's 8. So that would give you, what, another 2 points?
Yeah.
So now we're talking, what do we got at left over? 6 points now?
Yep. All right, you can get another recruit.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, maybe, you know, if you had... I wanted to see how much the burst laser was, because then you maybe could have put the general in, but you can't.
No, you're trying to fit the general in at all costs?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying just to get him in tack, you know, because get an extra tack dice in there so you could maybe move him up, or, you know, even the recruits get another shoot, or the Striders will get another shot, you know? Try to get those shoot dice in there. Although I will say that the new book, the Striders... May get a little more love.
Striders need more love?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Just wait. You'll see. They're going to get love.
Okay. Well, looking forward to it.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't take them this time. I'm waiting for the book to come out so I can take them next time. A hush falls over the crowd.
Yeah, we'll have to see. It's coming out in a couple months, supposedly.
Very soon.
Other than that... Is there anything else? I don't think so. I think we covered everything. Nobody wanted to take flamethrowers or...
I just wanted to say that I think we had some fun at the beginning of the show. We had some laughs. We took some cheap shots at the GCPDS. And I think it's easy to do because they are kind of one-note humanoids. Yeah. But I think that's their place. They are designed to be a median, to be the Mendoza line of factions. They can't all be, you know, really flashy. They all can't be things. They are kind of the everyman of factions, and I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and we obviously proved that you can still have fun with them. Like, you're going to get some crazy stuff going on with those mortars, and there's other builds. Like, they do have a lot of selection. It's just kind of, it's all the, you're going to be shooting or blowing things up, or, you know, you're pretty much got a sniper build.
It's not a combat army. It's a shooting army.
Yeah.
No matter how you look at it, it's a shooting army. But let's go back. Jack, how many guys did you have in your list altogether?
Well, let's take a look. So I had 6 troops, and... So, at 1 leader, so that's 7, plus 5 specialists. So, that would be...
More math.
12 guys in total.
How many? 12?
Yes.
Okay. And Rob, how many did you have?
Probably about the same. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
All right. And I had 12, so.
That's funny.
You know, yeah, it's just that this is another one of those where it's not so elite where you can take a crap ton of guys. So it's kind of a horde army with good weapons. You know, it's, you know, and there's some other stuff up there, like the flamethrower shotguns, and it's terrible. But, you know, the laser carbine, I mean, I'm sorry, not the thermal rifle, which is AP2, you know, and it's, the only problem, it's range 3, but it's AP2. You know, not too bad. You know, you took the AccuTech, right? The sniper scope heavy.
Yeah, I took the sniper one. Yeah. The heavy sniper one, yeah. Then the other, yeah. They have two sniper's rifles, which is funny. The other ones just gives you AP, which is fine. Right. But it's not heavy, which is nice.
You know what's crazy? Is that the marksman rifle, which is the one with the holosights, range 8, it's 8 points with 1 VP, but the heavy laser rifle, I'm sorry, the sniper scope is 12 points more. And then the heavy laser rifle. You know what? As I look at this, the heavy laser rifle is not too bad. It's 6 points, 1 VP. It's got a range 10, but it's an AP1, but it is heavy.
Yeah.
So, but it's half the price of a sniper rifle. You know what I mean? It's because the sniper rifle is 12 points.
Yeah. So, well, that's the thing, yeah. The sniper rifle is expensive, but I do like sniper scope.
Yeah, no, that's your jam right there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you put them on the Rangers, so they're dropping in. So you're getting six dice right off the bat.
I would get another, I get another 4 points if I gave them the marksman rifle instead. You're not doing much with 4 points anyway, so. They don't have hollow sights as a ability, eh? You can't buy a hollow sight. It only comes with the marksman.
Yeah, the marksman rifle. Yeah, that's another thing too. Their items are sentry guns, smoke grenades, stun grenades, thermal mines, and trip mines. So, you know.
Yeah, and then the ammo, AP ammo, comlink, frag grenade, metapack. Regular ones. Comlink's the only special thing there.
If you want a holo sight, then you have to take the marksman. That's just the way it goes, you know. But you think about it, the only thing is like, you know, because the holo sight's usually 8 points anyway. So you're getting a whole new rifle with the holo sight, but you are paying the VP. That's the only difference. Like if you were taking it in, let's say, you know, the enforcers, you can only take 200 points. You can only take 2 holo sights. You know what I mean? 2 rares.
Yeah.
But in this one, you could take, you know, as many of them as you want because you're equipping them. It's part of the equipment. So you could take 5 of them in a 200 point list.
That's a good point. Yeah. Cause they're part of the weapon. Yeah.
Right. They're not an item.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no. That is interesting. Yeah. It's the opposite of, yeah. That's pretty neat. Now you think about it.
It's where I thought Rob was going to go.
Yeah, you could just like take a bunch of specialists and give them all marksmans.
Right.
Or as many rangers as you could, but specialists are cheaper. But even, yeah, but I think a marksman with a specialist it's only 16 points. That's
right.
That's pretty good price for,
you know, that is?
Almost a sniper.
you know what that is? That's as close as you're going to get to being a Pathfinder.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty close, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, you're doing 5.65.
That's the only problem.
And a Pathfinder is 4.64.
That from 5 to 4 is a big difference.
Well, yeah, because you know, you have a, you know, it's like a 5 out of 8 chance of getting a 4,
yeah.
You know, 4 or higher. So you know, well, not when I roll, but I think the way it is just. It's the weapons. What are you going to play? How are you going to play this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know,
yeah,
I'm
it's
looking
all determined
at the
by weapons, yeah.
Right. The Rangers are dropping in. They're getting cover from the mortars. And, you know, like Rob's got snipers for that. I got the holosight for that. You know, you just look at it that way, you know. And then Jack's got the guys with the Overwatch. Just in case they get caught in combat, they have a backup plan, you know. I mean, listen, you're taking 3 shots at a guy. You know, and most of the guys we took all shoot on 5s, which is not terrible. So, you know, to get a splat, which is basically like a free shot at somebody coming in. I mean, you know, you got something coming in. If you get a chance to kill that Khaleesi before it gets to you, because think about it. You get rushed by a Khaleesi, right? 5 of 3, with Frenzy 1, AP 1 blade, you're going to fight him back on a 5 or you're going to survive on a 5? I mean, no one here is going to survive if you have a 5 fight and a 5 survive. We're all going to fight back, obviously. The thing is before they run in, you get a shot on them with the shoot of 5. You got a better chance of shooting them, and they have to roll survive, which is a 5 on the Khaleesi side, which is better odds than a 3. Yeah. So, and let's say you get a wound on them. Just get a wound on them. You don't kill them, but you get a wound on them. Well, that helps you for your survive also, or your fight, whatever. So Overwatch is pretty damn strong, you know, if it's used correctly. Hopefully you have a splat in reserve for that, mm-hmm. you know, but you know, it's as you play it out in your head, it's not too bad, you know, but that's my 2 cents.
There you go.
Or those frickin' plague dogs coming in across, you know what I mean? You know, stuff like, cause you have really no defense against that, you know, with everybody's got a 5 fight or 6 or 7 fight, you know, so
that's definitely where they're weak is, right. It is in hand to hand. If you get on top of these guys, they're dead.
Right.
Worse than the enforcers.
Right. And the only issue with that is you got to have a rapid fire rifle.
Yeah. But all the troops have rapid fire rifles.
Correct. But what I'm saying is like, you know, I would love to, use Overwatch on say my 2 Rangers with the marksman rifle, but it doesn't have rapid fire. Yeah. But the laser carbine for your Rangers does have rapid fire. So it works. For that, you know.
Well, the Rangers don't have carbines. They have regular ones. It's only the veterans of the carbines.
I'm sorry, the veteran.
We were talking about that earlier, why the Rangers don't have it. It's like, yeah. They should have the carbines, but I guess they're already too good.
What, the Rangers, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're gonna equip them with it. But I'm saying the veterans.
Yeah, yeah.
They have the carbines.
Yeah, it's troops, yeah.
And also, that works with the weight of fire.
Yep.
So if you shoot, and you miss, you still have way to fire 1. If you roll some 8s, you know, it could work.
Well, it definitely helps. It doesn't hurt.
Oh, yeah. Because if not, they're dying.
So I think that covers the GCPS. It's actually was a little more interesting than I thought it would be. I thought this would be a boring episode, but I think we found some interesting things to do with them. And nobody hardly ever plays them in tournaments, but maybe we'll see them. I think we had some in your tournament before, Coach, but that's about it.
Yeah, E-Rock did. And then I think Jesse played him in Adepticon, correct?
Did he play GCPS?
I think he did. I think he went 3-1.
Jack, you played him, didn't you?
No.
Oh, I thought you played Jesse. Maybe Tyler played him.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, I know because those freaking knuckleheads, I couldn't go to Adepticon, so they're like, hey, coach, I'll play GCPS. Didn't you see it? You know, like, that's how I remember.
Fun times.
Good times. Speaking of fun times, who's next? What's the next faction for the next show?
Jack.
What?
There is no more.
It's over, Jack.
So it is time to announce
the end.
The extravaganza.
There is no extravaganza.
Oh yeah, yes. Jack is doing it.
The gala event, Rob. You've knocked it out of the park every time. So it is incumbent on you to entertain us.
No.
Bring us the heat
now, Jack,
for the gala
Jack,
event next Jack, month.
Jack, sometimes you go too far for the comedy. You know that the gala, the extravaganza, falls upon us. That's where
Jack's like, no, it doesn't.
Rob opens the barn door and says, do whatever the hell you want.
Well, this time, I can't do it. I can't do another one. We ran out of ideas.
No.
Yes.
Jack, team building, meme building. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He burned it all last time because we insulted him.
No. He backed it up.
That's next month there will be a gala.
It was so good that when I sent you the merch book, I wrote it all down and put it in there.
We'll have Chief Momolunka as the MC. He'll be his high energy delivery.
Do that because he's gonna Jack, you know, crying. You have Georgie flipping out. He's got his tux already.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
How about this? Boomer said he'll take a shower.
I think we have to We have to fire Georgie because of those tweets he put out, though, don't we?
Which tweets was that?
Well, they were insensitive. That's all I know.
He couldn't work for Disney. That's all I know.
Yeah, I think he might be in trouble for his hosting gig. He might have to step down a year until it cools off.
Listen, just because he takes advantage of the Hulks to get backstage, you gotta respect his gangster.
Not in today's society.
Okay, well, we'll save that for next month. It's been a slice, guys. Let's wrap this one up.
Thank you.
I mean, I can keep talking. You want to just keep? I can keep going on and on.
My name's Rob,
and I'm Jack,
and I'm Coach.
Check Coach out on Family and Gamers 777 on YouTube.
Yes,
and we'll be back in a couple months to start escalation. We'll have to see what we're doing with that. Until then,
what the cover looks like.
Yeah, that's another show like down that. The drain.
Until then,
why do you people
bye-bye.
Listen to this garbage?
Bye bye.
I guess if you want bye, the list man. That these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?